Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent, host of Tailgate Radio. I want to take this time to thank you so much for your continued support of Tailgate Radio and your continued support of our sponsors. You know, our sponsors help keep the lights on, keep the bandwidth going, and help keep this virtual tailgate party rocking and rolling throughout the week. Thanks again for helping to make Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing and most successful podcasts in the sports and outdoor category.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom lights and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got red things, chicken and baked beans, plates of styrofoam. We came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. We appreciate you listening to us on all of our platforms each and every week. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, Audio Boom. And, of course, over at our website at Tailgate Radio, don't forget to check out our website. We've got some great links to other companies and other services over there at tailgateradio.com. And speaking of great services, we've got a great guest this week. If you are like me and you procrastinate on cleaning your grill on a regular basis because you get too busy or you forget or it's just too much work and you want to put it aside, this week's guest is going to help you. We're actually going to be holding a barbecue grill cleaning intervention with our guest, the owner of the BBQ Cleaner, Jeff Krinsman, and he's going to talk to us about his business, how you can become a client, how you can take care of your grill, and if you're interested, how you can actually become an owner and how you can make a great living cleaning grills in your community. There is a huge need and a huge opportunity that exists for a lot of people that are interested in owning their own business. So Jeff Krinsman's going to talk to us about that and his business after the first break.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
And now, reports of lights in the sky.
You should see how we pee.
Elaborate prank or extraterrestrial phenomenon.
The parking lots here at Miller Park aren't even open yet, but that didn't stop Brewers fans from showing up even before the sun came up, and they weren't alone. Let's first meet engaged couple Bill Rendy and Danielle Francis. They drove in from the Madison area to be first in line to get first dibs in the parking lot. What time did you guys show up here this morning?
5:35.
Are you guys awake?
Yeah, now I am. Well, I am, at least. I don't know about Billy.
Celebrating opening day with a cake.
Wow. Yeah, ball and glove.
And they're dressed to impress. Now, talk about the outfit here.
I bought these.
It screams Brewer.
Their friends, a few cars back, have the rest of the tailgate goodies.
Woo!
Champagne and breakfast.
Crunch on top, bacon, ham, egg, delish. We're going to have some sausage later and champagne and orange juice. It's all going to be good for opening day.
Especially in her Badgers gear.
Probably half the crowd is going to be in the Badger gear, but still supporting the Brewers here.
Yes, a Wisconsin sports fan's dream day. But who could forget that lovable dog? Not these two.
We have Hank the Dog cookies and a Hank the Dog cake.
Sweet treats for what Brewers and Badgers fans hope will be some sweet victories. At Miller Park, Hillary Mintz, WISN 12 News.
All right, well, Brewers score disappointed, but we're still fingers crossed for the Badgers tonight, right? And if you want to check out some of the new food available at Miller Park, head to WISN.com. We have a slideshow of all the new treats for 2015. You'll find a link on the homepage.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
Unfortunately for Wisconsin sports fans, they went 0-2 on Monday, but the Badgers put up a great battle against the Duke Blue Devils, and it's a long baseball season. And if you get a chance, folks, to go to Miller Park in Milwaukee to watch a baseball game, please put that on your list. It's one of the great baseball venues in the country. When we come back, folks, we've got the owner of the BBQ Cleaner, Jeff Krinsman, and he's going to help you help your grill. All that when we come back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Yeah. Tailgate Nation, the wait is finally over. Baseball season is here at last, and the excitement continues all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just select two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Last year, Peter from Colorado won $1 million at DraftKings in one day, just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in at DraftKings, and now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code DRAFT15 to play for free. You can win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Use promo code DRAFT15 for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. And if you're like me and you've had a great grill out in your backyard, a great barbecue, you've had friends, family over, and you have a great party, you cook some steak, some chicken, maybe some fish on some planks, and you know, you have a few adult beverages, and it's time to clean the thing up and get everything ready for the next go-around, and you just don't do it. You forget. You say you'll wait till tomorrow, and then the next day maybe it rains, and then that weekend turns into a week, turns into possibly 2 or 3 weeks. Not a good situation for your grill. Well, my guest this week, he is the owner of the BBQ Cleaner. It is a service for you to have someone come out and clean your barbecue grill, and it's also an opportunity to make some money. The owner, Jeff Krentzman, is here on Tailgate Radio. Jeff, welcome in, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me, John. I'm excited to be here tonight.
Now, Jeff, I have to talk to you, first of all, about how ingenious your company is, because there are so many people, including myself, that often procrastinate when we're outside on our back porch or we're tailgating or we're, you know, we pack things up and in 2 or 3 days or a week or 2 weeks go by. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do and maybe the genesis of how you guys got started.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a great starting point. So we had been doing some research about starting a business up here in New Jersey where I'm located. And we'd come across in 2005 a system in the United Kingdom that was rapidly at the time expanding across Europe, and I was also getting into Australia. And what they were doing is they were going out and cleaning indoor appliances. And we thought it was unique in that we had never seen a service here in the United States. There really was no competition, obviously. And we thought it would be something that the homeowner would certainly use and pay for. So we decided that we would bring it a 6-month pilot test to northern New Jersey, starting on January 1st and ending on June 30th. Really, primarily just doing oven cleaning. And that is how we started, and we were pretty busy. And then a couple clients said to us, hey, can you clean our grill while you're here? And we, you know, pretty much for the most part said, no, we can't, because we did not know that the system could work for that. And we had more clients ask, and we decided, you know what, all right, let's see if we can get this to work. And it the phones just took off and started ringing and hasn't stopped 10 years later. It really was the type of thing where we hit on a niche market. We hit on an opportunity where there was nobody doing barbecue cleaning. 77% of homes in the U.S. have a grill, and they all need to be cleaned. So that is how we got started, and the model has evolved into what it is today, where it's now available for people in various markets across the United States and Canada, where they can run their own business using our cleaning system, and we give them the marketing materials, and we very quickly have expanded to over 100 locations.
You know, I was recently at the National Hardware Show. They do that in Las Vegas every year. And one of the areas that they have is the outdoor cooking, grilling area. And I've been to that show probably for the last 6 or 7 years, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Are you finding that the market that you have I wouldn't say stumbled upon, but the market that you're working within just continues to grow annually and creates a huge opportunity for you and your company?
Yeah, absolutely. We see that really across the entire country that it grows. Every year for us, we've grown from the previous years in the locations that we've opened in that given year, but also in the amount of clients served. You know, one of the things that I think is really cool about this business is your clients use you over and over again. So every year you should be getting repeat clients and building that to your client database and also integrating new clients that year as well. So the business really does grow year after year. So that's a great point. I would absolutely agree with that, John.
So if you're somebody like me who loves everything about grilling, and, you know, maybe I'm an accountant or maybe I'm a banker or work in healthcare or something, and I just want to do something different. Just looking at your website and in the system, it seems like this is a real business opportunity for someone to really embrace the grilling lifestyle and really do a great community service.
Yeah, we've had a lot of different backgrounds come to us and succeed with us. So we've had people in corporate America that are tired of working for someone else and kind of want to take their own, you know, financial future and family's future in their own hands and start their own business. And, you know, they realize real quickly the opportunity that this gives them. And we've also had plenty of people that are huge into grilling. Grilling is their passion. You know, I can think of a couple people that now do this with us around the country that were on the professional barbecue circuit and have been in competitive barbecue. And they love barbecue, and this is a wonderful business for them. And they enjoy it because they get to work in you know, a field that they're passionate about. So we've really had all different backgrounds come to us. And we've even had plenty of people. I mean, I'll highlight a couple. You know, we had one guy that I can think of that started last year right out of the Air Force. He had no business experience at all. Came to us, and we, you know, as we do with really all of our clients, we walk them through the process. How do you start the business, and how do you run it once you're up and running? And he's at a point at the moment where he is about to get another unit because he can't take an appointment for the next 6 weeks. He's completely booked. So, you know, even those people that do not have that experience previously have succeeded at a very high level.
I'm here with Jeffrey Krinsman from the Barbecue Cleaner. Is there any geographic restrictions? Or are there more? Is there more opportunity in the South and Southwest because of the year-round climate versus the Northeast? If somebody that's listening and maybe interested in taking a look at becoming a franchisee of the Barbecue Cleaner, what does that entail?
Yeah, I'll take the first question there first. I think in the South, look, if you have a year-round climate and you're blessed that you don't have 6 feet of snow on the ground for 3 months of the year, yeah, I think you're probably in a stronger market. However, this has succeeded in cold weather markets, and myself included. This is, and it's hard to believe this, this is our 10th year doing it, and we've had some pretty rough winters, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, this business, what we've built here. You know, we now have 1,800 clients in our client database. And that's a cold weather climate. So you can imagine what some of the guys in the warmer climates, you know, in the South and the West Coast are doing where they have much more of a grilling season. In terms of what it means, you know, when you become, you know, an operator for us, you know, you're given the entire system, you know, the system that I referenced earlier that's now been all around the world in 3 continents and 11 countries. And you're given all the marketing materials. We walk you through step by step how to do everything. We really give you a blueprint, if you will, or some words that I've been told, I've had it referred to as a blueprint. People just follow the blueprint we give them, and they've done well. We also do, and this is a word that I do not like at all, but I think it gets the point across, we do a tremendous amount of hand-holding if necessary. If people, and this goes, you know, to some of those stories, as I said, people, you know, they're first starting out, they've never done a business before, and they need a little bit of coaching and they need a little bit of direction, we really are there and we give them hand-holding. Both in the startup phase and the ongoing. I mean, people have full, you know, support, whatever they need, we're there for them.
I call your company and you guys come out. How long would it take to typically clean an average size grill?
Sure. So, you know, a client, you know, obviously would give you a call. And depending on your schedule, you know, you will try to get them in, I'm sure, as quickly as possible. Although, you know, this time of year, particularly in the spring, a lot of guys run a 2 to 3 week wait to get an appointment. When we do arrive at your house, it does take about 2 hours to get the grill clean. But I think what's important, and it's been one of the main reasons for the success, it is a one-man job. So, you know, you're not paying a second worker, you're not paying labor. And primarily, the majority of our owners are also the operators of the system. They're the ones doing it. So there's really not a lot of overhead. You know, you're doing the labor yourself, and you're working out of your home, so you're not going out and renting office space. So really, you know, the formula has been your overhead is very low. So at the end of the day, your margins are very high.
Is there a lot of equipment associated with it, or is it something that's pretty streamlined and really, you know, through the training and the things that you guys do from the corporate office that helps folks that are getting started in their particular territory?
Yeah, the equipment we use is incredible. I'll tell you my biggest fear, and I tell guys the story when they get started a lot. My biggest fear 6 years ago now when we started offering this to people in other markets, my biggest fear was that people would do the training, they'd go through the training program, and they'd call, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later, and say, wow, you know what, I'm comfortable with the system. I'm not sure how to use it, though. I'm not comfortable going to someone's backyard and cleaning their grill right now. And it's never happened. I think it's a testament to our training program, really. Our training program is incredible. It literally walks you through everything. So if your training were to conclude on a Tuesday, let's say, you know, you really are comfortable enough. You'll be comfortable enough to be taking clients on that Wednesday. And if for any reason you weren't and you had questions beyond the training, again, that full support will come into play, and you've got it all in your back pocket. We're here when you need it.
I'm here with Jeff Krinsman from the Barbecue Cleaner. Jeff, what are some of the biggest mistakes that homeowners that have grills in their backyard, what are some of the biggest mistakes they make that shortens the lifespan of a good grill?
Yeah, it's another great question, John. You know, getting it clean really helps in the following areas. One, this has gotten a lot of news and press in the last couple of years, carcinogens build up on the grill. And you do not want to be eating that at all or feeding your family anything off a grill that has a lot of carcinogenic buildup. So cleaning out the grill will remove the vast majority of that. Obviously, cleaning out the grease, which we do, greatly reduces the grease fire risk to obviously almost zero if there's no grease in the grill once you're done cleaning it out. And a lot of grills now, especially the outdoor kitchen ones, can be $5,000 or $10,000. So you do not want them to rust because I don't think you want to replace it every year. So getting your grill cleaned also will prolong the life of the grill, as you just mentioned, by preventing corrosion from building up. So there's a lot of key benefits to the consumer. And these are all things that we emphasize and hit on pretty hard in our marketing materials that our operators around the country, you know, are free to use. And so it helps them drive home the message and create the need and the demand.
This is totally portable, and you're able to bring all of your equipment in one fell swoop in the trailer. Tell us about how it's packaged and how that actually has come about as far as creating your all-in-one system.
Yeah, the trailer has a lot of benefits. I think that the best one is always it is a mobile billboard for you. You know, the majority of our operators will correctly get it outfitted and lettered as we kind of tell them to and show them how to do that. So that every time they're out with it on the road, whether it's on the highways in their area or the local streets, people are drawn to it and they notice it. So it's a mobile billboard, I think, first and foremost. But what's neat about it, and because it's so portable, you know, if you are, let's say, a soccer dad, for example, and you do this during the week, you know, the weekend, you just unhook the trailer, which will probably take you a total of 15 seconds, and you have your family vehicle back, and you're not pulling the trailer. So it you don't have to go out and get a specific vehicle. You don't have to go out and get a, you know, a $40,000 minivan. Everything just comes included in the trailer, and it's everything that you need. So the trailer has been a really, really good thing for all of our guys. And they do, as you said, it really works with any vehicle. We have a woman, actually, who does this business in the South, and she pulls it with a VW Beetle. So that'll tell you how any vehicle really will work.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, too, I know we have a ton of listeners to Tailgate Radio that are actually retailers, and they actually sell grills and sell accessories. I would think that this would be a tremendous add-on business to an existing retailer, because you could not only make the sale, but you could also service those units on a regular basis.
No, we definitely have seen it. I can think of a couple grilling stores or stores that either sell grills or sell accessories or outdoor patio furniture that are pretty smart, and they contact us, and they've added this as another revenue stream for their business. And the cross-sell between their services has been very strong. So if you sell a client the grill, while you're selling them the grill, you sell them a service plan to come out four times a year or two times a year to clean it. And also, if you're selling them parts and accessories, you also sell them a cleaner. So it's been a very, very strong add-on revenue, or a revenue stream to add on, rather, for existing businesses. That's a great call, John, because we've seen that. I can think of a lot of people that have done that with us.
Well, I know that there are folks that are listening in the audience that would be interested in learning more about the barbecue cleaner as clients. And I am sure there are a lot of people that are, their interest is being piqued as far as being someone providing the service. How can they find out more about both, and how can they reach out to you?
Sure. So there's two ways they can do it. They can go to our website, as you mentioned before, which is www.thebbqcleaner.com. So that's all one word. Or they can give us a call at 888-296-8368. And what we do, and this is something we also receive a lot of positive feedback on, we do free 15-minute consultations all the time. We are really stress that we need to find the right people in the market. So we do want to know about your background. We want to know what you've done. We want to know what you're looking to do. And we want to make sure you're a good fit. And we also want to make sure that the market you're in is good. So we do these 15-minute consultations over the phone all the time to really kind of learn about people that are interested in our system, but also for them to learn about us as well and really see if it can be a good fit. And if it is, we certainly, you know, progress from there.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. I don't know anybody that doesn't own a grill that doesn't need, you know, we do spring cleaning. We get our cars checked up. People pay regularly to get their air conditioners and their heating units maintained, and I have all of those services. And this, to me, seems like a no-brainer. And I think that all the folks out there, before they get ready for baseball season, and certainly before football season kicks off in the fall, you need to reach out to the BBQ Cleaner and have them come out, give your barbecue grill, your pit, the once-over. Make sure that it's safe for your family. It looks good. I've seen some of the videos that they actually look like they're brand new after you guys come out and spend time with them. And it's it is an amazing company. I think you guys are doing a tremendous service out there. And I want to encourage everybody out there in the Tailgate Nation to take a look at the barbecue cleaner and give them a call. Because you're not going to be sorry. They do a fantastic job. So, Jeff, I want to thank you for your time this week. Is there anything else that you want to mention to the folks before we call it a day here on Tailgate Radio?
No, I think we covered a lot, and I think it will be informative to people. And, you know, certainly if your listeners are interested in finding out more information, as I said, please feel free, you know, take advantage of the free 15-minute consultation that we offer. And thank you for having me, John. It's been great to be on Tailgate Radio tonight. I appreciate it.
Time is right to use a spud spot. Oil and spots make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud Spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating. Barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at SpudSpikes.com. That's SpudSpikes.com.
That's right. To use a Spud Spike, you oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank our very special guest, the owner of the BBQ Cleaner, Mr. Jeffrey Krinsman, for coming in. What a great interview and some great insight on his company. So if you're interested in having the BBQ Cleaner team come out and take care of your grill, or if you're interested in making a change from your job and having your own business and going out and doing this for a living, go check out their website at thebbqcleaner.com and learn more for them. So thanks once again to Jeff Krinsman for coming in this week. Got a great show for you next week. We have got a, there's no other way to say it. She is a badass. She is a football player. She played football for a men's team, and now she's the linebacker coach for the Texas Revolution of the Indoor Football League. She's a motivational speaker. She is a all-around pioneer and trailblazer. Oh, and by the way, she's a PhD. Her name is Dr. Jen Welter, and she's going to be joining us this week. You've probably seen her on the Today Show or any number of media outlets. She was on the digital cover of Sports Illustrated. Just been all over the place. And we've got her here next week to talk about her story and really what she's doing in the world of football. As she was a running back. She wasn't a kicker. She wasn't a holder. She wasn't sitting on the sideline. She didn't come in for a publicity stunt. She was a running back for a men's indoor pro football team, and now she's coaching on that very same team. And so we're excited to have her come in next week and talk all about it. Folks, I want to remind you, always, 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 go check out our social media at Twitter at tailgateradio.com. We get some great feedback, Tailgate Radio. We get some great feedback, but go over to our website at tailgateradio.com. You know, we keep it simple. Everything's Tailgate Radio, and you can check out all of our sponsors and the recipes and the articles and everything we have on our website, and we certainly appreciate you sharing that with your friends, sharing that with your folks in your alumni association, your tailgate club. I know some of you tailgate clubs are taking a sabbatical for the fall. Look that word up. That's the word of the day, sabbatical. Don't ask me to spell it, but just look it up, sabbatical. And some of you folks will be gearing back up in the late summer to get ready for football season. And when your clubs reconnect and you recongeal into these badass, lots of fun tailgate clubs. I've used badass twice in the close here. I need to expand my vocabulary, I think. But you get the picture. Some of you guys, when we travel the country and go into parking lots around the country, you guys bring it every week. And it's from the traditional to the insane to the exotic. And that goes with decorations. That goes with your menu. That goes with everything you're doing out there. And we certainly want to give you the salute there. And one of the things we want to do is if you have a tailgate club or an alumni association that you want to have acknowledged here on the show, we're going to be starting a new segment later on in the year, which is going to be the Tailgate Club of the Week. And that will include alumni associations. And we'll interview somebody, a representative from your organization, for about a 4 to 6 minute interview so that we can tell everybody about some of the unique things you're doing. So if you've got some great photos or great ideas or just some past stories that your tailgate club, your alumni association been involved in, we want to hear from you. And we really want to shine the spotlight on you and your team. A lot of you guys work really hard to make sure that game day is a very, very special experience. And we've got some friends out in South Carolina, here in Texas, out on the West Coast, of course, a lot of folks out in the Midwest and the Northeast, and we've just got tailgate clubs that we know, and we know what you do out there, but we want to hear from some of you other folks, and we want to recognize you. So reach out to us on social media, again, over at our Twitter. You can direct message us there at Tailgate Radio and tell us about your club, or send us a link, and we'll link up to you on our website. We're building a comprehensive tailgate club team directory out there, and we would love to have you participate in that as well. I also want to remind you that if you have any needs for tailgate wear, go to our website, click on the Shirt Sickle banner, and it will take you over to our merchandise, our official merchandiser, the good folks over at Shirt Sickle out of Chicago. And they will hook you up. They will deliver anywhere in the world, and we're excited to have them as an ongoing partner. You can also check out our other links. And don't forget about our good friend Dawn Murphy. She is going to be out at Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. She's going to be bringing some interviews and just some reports from there. So you can check her out on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, all those places at Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. And she is the first lady of NASCAR. And she'll tell you like it is. And if you're a NASCAR fan, you don't want to miss her show. She has some of the biggest names in NASCAR on her show each and every week. And we want to help support her and her show because she's a friend of ours. And that's what we do for friends. We help them out. So go and check out Dawn Murphy at Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. She's going to be out at Texas Motor Speedway with 230,000 other folks. So we hope you will check her show out. For everybody here at Tailgate Radio, you know, we like to keep it simple and keep it straight. I smell something's cooking on the grill, and I need to go check on that. But as we always say, and we hope you do it, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Tailgate Nation, the wait is finally over. Baseball season is here at last, and the excitement continues all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just select two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Last year, Peter from Colorado won $1 million at DraftKings in one day, just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in at DraftKings, and now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code DRAFT15 to play for free. You can win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Use promo code DRAFT15 for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com.